Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, let's get this South Carolina preview down us here. Alan Cole will join us now. GamecockScoop.com. That's the Rivals Network that covers South Carolina. One of my favorite cliches in sports, Alan, is when the hunter becomes the hunted. And there's a little bit of that for South Carolina this year, a team that I don't know that we had big expectations for. They were on the cusp of the college football playoff. Now they'll come into this season with a team that people expect to be in that discussion again. Is South Carolina ready to make that jump?
I think the program is ready in general. I think last year was a good, obviously, stepping stone, a good kind of bounce back from a 5-7 year in 2023. And then here's your biggest thing, which I'm sure you're going to get into, is not only do you have a returning quarterback, you have a really good returning quarterback in Lenora Sellers. So that's kind of always, you know, box number one to check for any team, especially a team trying to get to the college football playoff. And if Lenora Sellers is back, you've got a chance in pretty much every game, you'd think.
And with Sellers, it's kind of the same thing with him. You know, an unknown a year ago. I remember when it was announced early in the spring that, hey, this is going to be the guy. There was a lot of, you know, oh, really? They're not going to go to the portal. They're not going to do this. And, you know, I was very impressed by him. I think if he had been healthy, they might have gotten that that win over LSU and been in the college football playoff. What's the next level for him? How much better can he be in year two as a starter?
I think the next level is just taking the raw physical, almost Cam Newton-esque attributes that you can just see and then turning that into a little bit calmer, a little bit more direct. He did have some trouble with accuracy at times last year. He does have the, you know, really good quarterback, throws at 100 miles an hour thing going sometimes. So a little more touch on the ball, a little bit more accuracy. It's just kind of settling into that. I mean, the skill set's there, the talent's there. Anybody who sees knows that he's pretty unique at that position.
I thought that we saw some glimpses last year of the old Rocket Sanders at times. He looked like the guy who was so dominant when he was at Arkansas. Now he's obviously he's out of there. So who takes over for him? Is that a big position battle that you're watching this spring?
That is a battle. Rasul Faison, the transfer from Utah State, is kind of the leader of the clubhouse right now. He was over 1,000 yards in the Mountain West last year. They've got Oscar Attaway back. He was a pretty serviceable number two behind Rocket Sanders last year, but I don't know if he can be more than a number two in the SEC. He was a North Texas transfer before last season coming into the program. Jawarn Howell, he was a South Carolina State transfer, FCS, before last year. He didn't play much, but he looked pretty good when he did. And he played a little more in the bowl game when Rocket opted out to get ready for the draft. So that's kind of a sleeper name to watch, I would say. Those three are probably the main guys. I think it's going to be Faison getting the bulk of the carries, but probably going to see more of Attaway and Howell in that two and three than he did last year.
Do you feel good about this offensive line unit?
I think so. They're breaking in a new center, so that's always kind of just quarterback center exchange is going to be different. But you've got a returner at left tackle who was a five-star who played last year as a true freshman, and Josiah Thompson. Cason Henry's finally healthy. He had a good year at right tackle last year. A couple good transfers in. They got Nick Sharp, who was a regular starter at Wake Forest. He's probably going to play one of the guard spots. It's never perfect. It's never going to be. I think you probably want some more depth. I think they're going to look at maybe adding one or two more bodies there in the spring portal window. But if nothing else, you've got returning experience pretty much everywhere except for center. So that's always a good start.
Defensive line last year was so impressive for South Carolina. They knew how to get after the quarterback on a daily basis, and they've added some good pieces, I feel, here in you know, recruiting. Xavien Hardy was the guy Mississippi yep. State fans were looking forward to seeing in Starkville, and he makes a signing day flip to South Carolina. They bring in a guy by the name of Clowney, who's had some, you know, Clowney's have had some success at South Carolina, but we'll see what his younger brother Demon can do there. This feels like a pretty deep unit. Is it one of the better ones in the SEC to you?
It's hard to say just because I don't think there's any way it's as good as it was last year. I mean, that might have been the best overall defensive line in school history, including the Clowney years, just with how deep they were. I mean, Kyle Kennard led the SEC in sacks, and you've got three defensive tackles there who might all get drafted next week. At least one of them should be a day two pick, and TJ Sanders. But I think it's still good. I don't know if you necessarily have the superstar besides Dylan Stewart, obviously the sophomore five-star. But Brian Thomas Jr.'s back. He had a very solid year last year. Jatius Gear, Desmond Umiazulu. I think they're going to be okay at edge. I think the interior is a little bit more where they're maybe concerned, and again might target another body or two in the portal, just because their top four defensive tackles off last year's roster and snaps are all gone. So that's just a lot of turnover at one spot, even though I still think they're going to be pretty good and pretty explosive at edge.
We've mentioned a few here and there, but who are the new faces you've got an eye on this spring? You know, offense, defense, freshmen, transfers, whatever it is. Who's some new players that you need to keep an eye on for South Carolina?
Yeah, I mentioned Faison already at running back. I think he's going to have a big role for this team one way or another. I'm trying to think defensively. Brandon Cisse was a corner at North Carolina State, a regular starter there. It sounds like they're working him more at nickel, just kind of from what we've heard in that 4-2-5 defense Clayton White runs. But I expect him to be an almost every down player for South Carolina in the back end of the secondary. Gabriel Brownlow Dindy is one of those defensive tackles that they're trying to fill that void with, the Texas A&M transfer. Didn't play a lot at A&M, but former five-star, you're just kind of hoping a fresh start there is going to really be able to help them. And then the wide receiver room has, and I don't know if I've ever covered this at a college football program, 6 true freshmen.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Yeah.
Lex Cyrus is a name I know people are excited about. He was a four-star from Pennsylvania who actually chose South Carolina over Penn State. Malik Clark was a big in-state recruit. He was a four-star who was down to South Carolina and Clemson. So it's hard to know when you have a room that big which ones are going to kind of rise to the top, but I would expect a true freshman receiver or two out of those 6 to be playing pretty regularly by the middle of the year.
In South Carolina, the team, you look at their schedule.
Yeah.
And man, that first month, you're going to learn a lot. I mean, that Virginia Tech game is going to be very interesting. That's opening weekend. That's a Sunday game. Then you have Vanderbilt, Missouri, and South Carolina all in the, Kentucky, all in the first month of the season. It feels like before we get to October, we're going to know exactly what South Carolina really is.
Yeah, I actually think it's just given those opponents, it's pretty conducive to success. Week one's always a coin flip. You just never know what rosters are going to look like, especially in modern college football. But, you know, let's say you catch a week one game on a neutral field against an ACC team. You've had success against Vanderbilt. Obviously, I know Pavia's back, but you beat them pretty soundly last year at their place. With the FCS game, South Carolina State in there.
Yeah.
It's Missouri on the road. I mean, that's always going to be a tough spot. And then Kentucky at home, another team you beat pretty handily last year. Like, I think if you can catch the Virginia Tech game right and you play well week one and get a little momentum going, you have every chance to start 5-0. And then you go to your first bye week, and then you go on the road to LSU coming out of that bye week. And then Alabama and Oklahoma coming in here. So I think it gets tougher in October, but you're right. Like, if this team's good, I think you're going to see it in September, and then it's going to set up a pretty interesting middle part of the season.
We're doing this interview today as the second portal window has opened up. Is South Carolina planning to be active there? Do they have a need they need to fill?
Yeah, I think I don't think you're going to see them kind of do what Oklahoma did and just raid the market already. Right. I think line of scrimmage, both sides, offense and defense, and they're looking for a couple more bodies. They already got Clowney, like you said. That was technically he had entered during the winter portal, which is why he was able to sign before April 16th. But he was one defensive end. I think they're still looking for another defensive tackle or two, and then probably a little more depth on the offensive line.
All right, this is the last question. It's the same question for everybody who's done one of these interviews. Today is April the 16th. Last game of the season for South Carolina is the Clemson game. When we finish that game up, what are we saying about this South Carolina team?
Like, you want a record prediction, or just what are we?
I'll take whatever. What do you think? You think they'll be in the playoff hunt? Whatever you want to say.
I think it's similar to last year, where it's in the playoff hunt, but probably a little bit short. I just think you're replacing almost an entire starting defense. Basically, I didn't even mention Nicky Minwori is going to be a first round pick. You're losing him at safety. You're going to have to replace him, which I think Brandon Cisse will help with in the secondary. But you're just losing a lot on defense. I think the offense is better than last year. The defense is a little worse, and it works out about the same at 9-3, 8-4.
We shall see with South Carolina. One of the most interesting teams, I think, in the SEC this upcoming season. Alan Cole, GamecockScoop.com. Appreciate your time, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.